Hello, and welcome to This Week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus, and this is where we reflect on the weekend that was. We dig a little deeper into a recent sermon to give you something to think about as this week unfolds, but also preview what's to come this next weekend at Charlestown Road. And Roger, that seems to be a good place to begin because we've got a lot of gears moving toward hopefully getting things back to a sense of normalcy around here.
We sure do, and we've had a lot of discussions with the shepherds that lead this congregation, and we have a lot of information we want to give to our listeners, and we'll kind of go through this kind of carefully. Lots of things are going to be happening here within the next few weeks, and then we have a little study that we want to do with you. First of all, this evening, the class I've been teaching on blurry vision will be live streamed at 7 o'clock, and so this is kind of a new format we're going to do with that. And Jason and I will be together discussing that concept, and that will be tonight at 7 o'clock from our website. You'll be able to pick that up.
You and I have been pre-recording that together, and my Ezekiel class will be pre-recorded. Both classes will be available, but the one major difference for your class on Wednesdays is we're trying to get everybody back in the rhythm of 7 o'clock on Wednesdays, and so we would love you to tune into that live stream at charlestownroad.org.
Second thing, this coming Sunday morning, we are going to offer two services, a 9:30 service and an 11:30 service. The services will be pretty identical to each other.
Same sermon.
Jason will be preaching both of them. We're doing this because we are growing in capacity here and following the guidelines that we're trying to do, that we can only limit 200 people, so we're going to be doing two services. If you want to come, we welcome you to come. We want you to come. Go to our website, and there is a place where you can check in so we can be evaluating the numbers. If we get to 200, we're going to put people into the other service. We're just kind of making this balance as best as we can. We're still going to keep social distancing according to guidelines. Masks are recommended but not required. And if you do not have one, there'll be some here provided if you want to wear one, and that's going to be up to your discretion on that.
Check-ins are really important on that front to help us make sure that we stay under that capacity of 200. And so if you do get checked in and don't hear anything, you are good to go. If we do reach check-in capacity at one of those assemblies, we'll let you know just as soon as possible so that you can plan to attend the other assembly. It's just another step, right? It's not back to normal, but our shepherds have been doing a tremendous job of monitoring and evaluating, praying, and making these next steps back toward what we hope is normal very, very soon.
So number three, we're just kind of walking through this list here. This Sunday evening, we're going to start a series. It's going to be video, so we'll be able to find it on our website.
Pre-recorded.
This is going to get us back into the rhythm of Sunday evenings. Hopefully, we'll be able to assemble together on Sunday evening down the road. But in the meantime, we want to offer our congregation and our listeners an avenue of continuing to study and look at God's Word. So the preacher that's not preaching, this week would be me. Jason's preaching, so I'm not preaching. So I'll be making a video, and we're going to do a series on Bible words that you should know. And we're going to look at this under some different umbrellas. The first umbrella we're going to look at is salvation words. So a lot of words in our Bible that describe salvation. And each week, Jason or myself, whoever's not preaching, will look at one of those words, kind of a little deeper study. It's an opportunity for you to kind of get back in the groove of what we're doing on Sunday evening.
So let me recap just to make sure we make it as clear as possible. This Sunday, June the 21st, The plan is two Sunday morning assemblies, same sermon at both of those, 9:30 and 11:30. I'm going to be preaching about following in the footsteps of Father Abraham. We would love to have you at one of those assemblies. If you are still not comfortable, there will be a live stream of the 9:30 a.m. assembly. 2 a.m. assemblies, mirror images of each other. But to get our congregation, our church family, back into the habit of Sundays at 5 p.m., the person who is not preaching on Sunday mornings is going to have a pre-recorded message, more of a Bible class sort of a feel. And Roger, you're kicking that off this Sunday, pre-recorded video on Bible words you should know.
Now, number four, we're still not done yet. Number four, starting Wednesday, July 1st, we're going to be meeting back into the building for our Wednesday evening studies. We will not have children's classes yet. This will be everybody in the auditorium. We have a summer series that we do in July and August. And the summer series this year is My Eyes Have Seen Your Glory, taking off that hymn. And so Jason is going to kick this series off, and then I will preach the second week.
July 8th.
And then beginning July 15th, Lord willing, we have a series of seven gospel preachers from different places in the country that's going to come in and speak to us, as we have done this last three or four years, on Wednesday evening. So, again, trying to get us back into the groove of some things we're doing. There will be some other announcements and other avenues about what we're going to be doing with the children's classes, but we're not quite to the point where we can assemble in person in the children's classes.
So the last couple of Wednesdays of June, no in-person Bible classes or sessions here at the building. Our adult classes will continue to be the way they have been this spring quarter, but in-person Wednesday assemblies at 7 o'clock beginning July 1st. We're really looking forward to that. And as you said, more to come about our summer quarter of Bible classes that begins July 5th. There is already a lot of work going on to try and get the gears turning again on our children's Bible classes. Exciting things in the works. We would encourage you to stay tuned about that. But just maybe one more basic recap. This evening, Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m., a live stream of Roger's Blurry Vision class. We would love to have you tune in at charlestownroad.org. This Sunday, two morning assemblies, 9:30 and 11:30, with a pre-recorded series that we would love for you to begin watching on Sunday evenings. 5 o'clock is a great time to do that, to get back in the rhythm. July 1st, the kickoff of our summer series, and the beginning, Lord willing, of assemblies once again in person on Wednesdays. A lot going on, but we're happy to report those things.
And when you put this all together, and sometimes we forget this, this is why our website needs to be something you know just very well. There is a daily Bible reading 7 days a week on that website. There are five jump starts Monday through Friday. There are three podcasts Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There's two Sunday Bible class videos on there. There's a Wednesday live stream on there. And there's going to be now a Sunday PM Bible study video. Lots and lots and lots of material there. We are doing this to help you grow. And we're trying to provide a banquet for you at the table. It's necessary for you to sit down at that table and get your fork, because we can put the material out, but it's up to you to find the time to see the diligence and growing and connecting with the Lord and with one another.
We appreciate you tuning in here on Wednesdays. It's a great time to talk about this week at Charlestown Road. And certainly, if you've got questions about anything that is coming up, please do not hesitate to reach out. The hub of all of that is charlestownroad.org. But speaking of that, if you have not had the opportunity to watch or listen to Roger's sermon this past Sunday on the audacious Jesus, we would certainly encourage you to do that. And we want to spend a few more minutes in this episode looking back. Roger, you said audacious is one of those fun words to say.
It is. You know, it's not a word we use a lot. The word means to be bold. It means to be fearless. I also use the definition of outrageous or outlandish. When the village people saw Jesus, unlike the old masterpieces that we've seen in art museums and art galleries, Jesus didn't walk around with a halo above his head. He didn't have unique clothing that said, "I am from another place." He didn't walk with golden footprints. He looked like everyone else. But he would make outrageous claims, claims that he was before Abraham, that Moses wrote about him, that he was greater than Solomon. And he backed up all those claims. He proved those claims by his miracles, by what the Father said about him, and by the way he lived and his caring.
Your sermon took us into Luke chapter 14 that emphasized not only did Jesus make some audacious claims, but his call to all of us is an audacious call. We won't take the time to read it all, but let me either remind you or just give you a sampling from Luke chapter 14 and verse 26. These are words of Jesus, audacious words. "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." In verse 27, he said, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." One more in verse 33. "So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple." Roger, if someone has read those words many times, maybe it's easy to lose the audacious edge of some of those words.
You know, Jesus was making the claim that if you're going to follow me, you are going to be different. Now, you know, we look at the word different, and people can be different for different reasons. You know, different for different, I guess. But, you know, some people want to draw attention to themselves, so they'll dress oddly, or they'll do something, you know, very kind of, we may even say the word weird, to themselves, just to draw attention to themselves. That's not what Jesus is talking about here. He's talking about the character of the heart. He's talking about a commitment to him. It is Jesus first. Jesus before my family. Jesus before my job. Jesus before my hobbies. Jesus before me. And that's an audacious claim. Peter would say in 1 Peter chapter 4, as he talked about the people of the world there and some of the things they were doing and how the disciples would not do those things. He says in 1 Peter 4:4, "They are surprised that you don't run with them." They're shocked. You are different. And that's what it means to follow Jesus. It means that we are going to be different because Jesus is different. Jesus wasn't like the rabbis of the day. He spoke with authority. When you read the Sermon on the Mount, the rabbis will quote some old dead rabbi. Jesus said, "I say to you." And so Jesus had outrageous claims, outrageous statements, and even outrageous demands that he expected of his disciples. So in following Jesus, we become different.
He comes first. You mentioned earlier, what a simple but a powerful way of wrapping our minds in the middle of this week around the truth in Luke 6:46, maybe a little more wordy, still the same sort of basic idea. Jesus asked, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Jesus comes first in everything. But to your point a moment ago, that's automatically going to make us different. It's going to make us stand out. Your text was from Luke chapter 14, verse 34, I think does a good job of emphasizing that for us. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no use either for the soil or for the manure pile. It is thrown away. And Jesus concludes that context by saying, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Salt is salty. If salt isn't salty, it is of no purpose at all, right? And when we think about salt, especially in the context of the first century world, it stands out, right? It's distinctive.
You know, what's interesting about salt is you don't see it. You know, we see it in the shaker, but once you put it in the food, it kind of blends in with the food, and you don't see it. But it does its work. And you can taste some food, and you can say, you know what? It's missing something. It needs some salt. And so that's a quality of being a disciple of Jesus, is that the attention is not drawn to us, but when we're not doing what we should be doing, it's sure noticed. And so we will be like Jesus.
So let's think about, for our last couple of minutes, some practical ways that, okay, I'm not just going to call him Lord on Sunday. I'm going to do what he says, and that's automatically going to make me different in the world.
It's going to begin by how I see people. And in our current tense moments in our country now, there's a lot of people talking about these things. Disciples of Jesus have understood this for a long, long time. Jesus with the Samaritans, Jesus with the lepers, Jesus with the tax collectors. He didn't make distinctions. He loved everybody. And so being a disciple of Jesus, I'm going to be different in how I see people. I'm going to see that they're all creations of God and that God loves them all and Jesus died for them all. So how I see others, how I treat others, that's going to be the same thing. And I'm not going to make the distinctions like the world does. I'm going to be a follower of Jesus.
It's going to really stem from a different way of thinking, right? And seeing the world. We're talking a lot this year at Charlestown Road about seeing clearly, seeing as God sees. And I see based on where my mind is set, right? Where my heart really is set. Set your mind on things above where Jesus is the call to disciples of Jesus. That's going to affect how I talk, how I treat others, how I look at the world, and even how I look at today's opportunities.
You know, we have a hymn we sing, "This World Is Not My Home." Well, you know what it's like to be on vacation. You're in a hotel room, and that's not home. Now, it gives you a nice place to stay at night, but it's not home. So if this world is not my home, where is my home? My home is in heaven. That's why the Philippians were told our citizenship is in heaven. So we look at this world from the perspective of God. The world sees the fancy, the shiny, the expensive, and the world is impressed with labels. The child of God is going to be impressed with the heart because that's what God is impressed with. And so I'm different in the way I dress. I'm going to remind myself I need to dress modestly. I'm going to be different in my attitude. I need to be humble as I walk through life. That's the way Jesus was. I'm going to be different how I reach out and help other people because that's what Jesus taught. Different because I follow the different one, and that's Jesus Christ.
Different in the way that I worship. You know, I can look around in modern religious landscape of America, and there's a lot of variations on what people do when they gather together for worship. How ironic that by simply going back to the Bible and finding scriptural authority, doesn't it make sense that if I'm worshiping God, I would worship him in the way that he tells me to? that's going to make me different. But Roger, the thing that I hear coming through loud and clear here is, as modern disciples of Jesus, we should not be afraid of being different.
That's right. And the reason is because Jesus was. We remind what Paul said to the Romans in Romans chapter 12, that we're not to be conformed to the world. We're not to blend in. We're not to be that chameleon. You put a little chameleon on something dark, and his skin becomes dark. You put him something green, he becomes green. He just changes color. He blends in. We're not going to blend in. We're going to stand out because we stand on principles. We stand upon the Lord's shoulder, and that's going to make us different. And that has some advantages, that has some huge blessings because we're following the Lord, but it also comes with some consequences. Not everyone's going to agree with you. Not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone's going to understand why you have to do what you're doing and you can't do what they're doing. And the reason is we follow Jesus.
The audacious Jesus. What he says goes, right? Luke 6, 46. Salt is salty. When we follow him, it makes us different. And it comes at a cost, right? You didn't hide that at all in your sermon. You referenced Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that calls us not to be conformed, but transformed by the renewal of our minds. But we test what Jesus says, we apply what he has said into the world, and what we find is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Roger, any closing thoughts for today?
Audacious. That's a cool word. That's Jesus, and that's us.
That's us. That's us. We appreciate you listening to this episode of This Week at Charlestown Road. We hope that you will make plans to join us one way or another this coming Sunday. Remember, if you're not able to join us in person, a live stream will be available of our service at 9:30 a.m. If you're able to join us in person, we would love to see you either at 9:30 or 11:30 a.m. Be sure to check in and let us know about your plans at charlestownroad.org. We hope that even our discussion today has helped you set your mind on things above, giving you a little fuel for the journey. We're already looking forward to Sunday. It is the best day of the week, and we hope that you will continue to grow with us.